weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
And as we've been hearing, community events being planned across the country this weekend to mark the first anniversary of the murder of the MP Joe Cox. One great get-together event will be taking place at the Meadows Community Centre in Cambridge on Sunday. It's just one of a number across the city. I'm pleased to say I'm joined on the line by Elizabeth Popp from Hope Not Hate, which is one of the main organisers of the event. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Good afternoon, Julian. I'm really happy to be here, and hello to all your listeners.
Thanks very much indeed. From your own perspective, what are your thoughts about Jo Cox? She was an MP who sadly became prominent just as much in death as she did in life.
I personally do not have the privilege in meeting Jo myself, but Jo Cox was a very big and good friend of Hope Not Hate. Being the largest anti-racist, anti-fascist campaign in the country, Jo worked very closely with us on community cohesion, on furthering tolerance, and on building bridges. So, in a way, we're very honored to be chosen as a campaign to further her legacy of togetherness and of community cohesion. That's why the great get-together and this weekend of events is so important and so personal for me.
Mm. How many events, are you aware of how many altogether are happening around Cambridge?
So around Cambridge, I do believe that there are at least five. The one that's happening at Meadows Community Centre, that's coordinated by myself with the support of the council, but also human rights groups, refugee action groups, ethnic minority and faith communities, voluntary groups. So a whole range of people really coming together to celebrate Joe's memory, coming together in unity and solidarity, given the terrible year that we had in Britain, but also in order to put together a legacy, in order to put together a network to ensure that hope wins over fear and hate.
Mm. And there is, there's tensions we see building in Kensington at the moment. I don't know if you've been hearing the reporting on our news of people looking to storm the council offices in Kensington. They're not happy with the answers they've been getting over the dreadful tower fire there. And really, it's times like this where we do need to pull together and have a sensible debate to sort out the problems rather than just rushing on in.
Indeed. I've heard about the news, but more importantly, I want to kind of share our thoughts and our sorrow with all the victims and everyone affected. We will indeed have a minute's silence tomorrow, not just for the Glenfield Tower victims, but for Jo herself, for the victims of the Manchester and London attacks. And the message is very clear, not just from myself, from Hope Not Hate, the council and everyone involved in the event. We need to come together in unity and solidarity, but we need to listen to the worries of those around us, be it people who feel left behind because they are ethnic minorities, because they are poor, but also because they are immigrants and populist politicians have tried to create a game of us and them. It's really a time for a community to leave behind whatever political affiliations and whatever agendas we have and genuinely build our communities, build around hope and putting a stop to any sort of hate.
How would you say that the politicians are trying to create this us and them scenario? Because surely the whole point of what you're doing is because Jo Cox was doing completely the opposite of that and trying to bring people together.
Well, indeed, Jo's mission was about to put politics aside and to work first and foremost for her community, which is very much what we're doing. But the person who killed her, which was a far-right extremist, hated that very idea of the fact that we have more in common than the things that divide us. A number of politicians came to mind who want to politically gain on this agenda of us and them, and one of them, of course, is Nigel Farage, who famously said that you should be afraid if a Romanian lives next door to you. Well,
I'm very proud
to say that I was born in Romania, but I've moved to Britain 11 years ago. So I hope that people feel not only comfortable to work with me, to build communities with me, to further hope with me. So it's these sort of events that further Joe's legacy, but also that put network in place so no one can capitalize on fear and hate in the future.
Obviously, Mr. Farage not here to answer back, but I think he tends to get perhaps more than his fair share sometimes of airtime. So we'll possibly leave that one alone for the time being. The event itself, which you're running on Sunday, I think, and it's an interesting mix because there's going to be live music, arts, crafts, and what rather attracted me with this idea of bringing and sharing a favourite traditional dish. So I guess if I was coming along, I'd make shepherd's pie. What would be the Romanian equivalent of that?
Oh, there are so many dishes. We've got a polenta, which in Romanian is called mamaliga, that we do with stuffed cabbage. A traditional equivalent would be the dolma in the Turkish cuisine. There are so many dishes. But just to reiterate, the event is on Sunday, 18th of June at 12 noon sharp. At Meadows Community Center, we're going to have not only music, arts and crafts, but we're going to have a talk from people of every background about why Cambridge is home and why Cambridge gives them hope. We're going to put together a hope wall, and we really want to start conversations and really put that network together around hope, not hate.
What's a hope wall then?
So Hope Wall is literally a display where people leave messages, either of support with one another or messages about what their organization or community or center is about, in order for people to know more about the map of our community. It's literally just a gathering of thoughts, ideas, and a network coming together on a Hope Wall.
Okay, well, I hope it all comes together for you. One of my favourite stats about Cambridge is the fact that we, 20% of us have a passport other than British. Have you any idea as to how many different nationalities might be coming along on Sunday?
As you would imagine, because the Joe Cox Foundation through the Get Together website are publicizing the event ourselves and so many others, I don't have a number as such, but the ones I know for sure is at least 10 nationalities or 10 ethnic backgrounds are going to be there, which for me is really symbolic of Cambridge, of how multicultural, how diverse, and how lovely we are. So I look forward to meeting everyone, to starting that conversation, and to take it further from them to ensure that hope wins, not just the day, but on the long term.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on Cambridge 105. Elizabeth Pop from Hope Not Hate, and there is a Facebook event page, which I'm sure you can quite easily track down, and that will give you more details on that taking place on Sunday. As Elizabeth said there, 12 o'clock it starts, and I think about 15 or so minutes beforehand there is that remembrance going on. Thanks to Elizabeth, and it's now 18 minutes away from 6.